200 law enforcement agencies across U.S. hacked, sensitive intel exposed. By Jason Jones on June 21, 2020. It appears the group Anonymous and their Antifa affiliates hacked 10 years' worth of data from fusion centers and police departments across the United States. The groups claim hundreds of thousands of law enforcement sensitive bulletins are in their hands. Under the code name #BlueLeaks, the group, commonly known as Anonymous, and their self-claimed anti-fascist affiliates like distributed denial of secrets known online as DoSecrets, leaked sensitive law enforcement data from federal, state and local law enforcement databases. Release, #BlueLeaks, 269 gigabytes. 10 years of data from over 200 police departments, fusion centers and other law enforcement training and support resources. Among the hundreds of thousands of documents are police and FBI reports, bulletins, guides and more. Distributed Denial of Secrets, at DoSecrets, June 19, 2020. Yesterday, at DoSecrets began releasing links on Twitter to other Anonymous groups and Antifa affiliates regarding law enforcement-sensitive bulletins. They claim to have hacked 269 gigabytes of data from a wide list of sources. One of the largest hacks can be found in what is referred to as Dataset 102. What appears to be the logo of the anarchist movement is displayed as the database's icon. Note, the file is large and will take a long time to load. News of the hack spread quickly on Twitter. The Distributed Denial of Secrets, DDoS, site has leaked 10 years' worth of data from 200 police departments, fusion centers, and other law enforcement training and support resources in a hacking which was claimed by the Anonymous group. At Alpha 8555, June 20, 2020. At DoSecrets tweeted examples of the data available on their sites. #BlueLeaks uncovers a database used by law enforcement to track Roma and miscellaneous travelers in the name of protecting the elderly. Distributed Denial of Secrets, at DoSecrets, June 20, 2020. In one post, at DoSecrets claims a #BlueLeaks document shows white supremacists carrying out acts of violence while posing as #Antifa during the #BlackLivesMatter protests. One document in #BlueLeaks shows white supremacists carrying out acts of violence while posing as #Antifa during the #BlackLivesMatter protests. Distributed Denial of Secrets, at DoSecrets, June 20, 2020. The group also claimed to release documents with thousands of #COVID-19 references. #BlueLeaks provides unique insights into law enforcement and a wide array of government activities, including thousands of documents mentioning #COVID-19. Distributed Denial of Secrets, at DoSecrets, June 19, 2020. The group Distributed Denial of Secrets or DoSecrets has not yet admitted how they obtained the data, but they have created a BitTorrent which allows for the transfer and access of the data to occur to the masses through a link which we will not provide. Some of the intelligence centers they claim to have hacked are among the largest and most secure in the country, collaborating with human sources and handling classified material of the United States government. The El Paso Intelligence Center, known as EPIC, is run by the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA. The center houses numerous federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. Some of their bulletins, along with the FBI's, have already been posted, including listing the amount of data stolen from each fusion center in the posts. A 2018 at DEA El Paso and Center bulletin published today by DoSecrets as part of #BlueLeaks. Conahan cartel heroin supplier used unmanned aerial systems, drones, to monitor police in Dublin, Ireland in order to avoid detection #boxing #osint. Source, pic.twitter.com/VGCQX2FZ9Z. Arije, at Arije Woof, June 20, 2020. What is most concerning is the release of personally identified information, PII, of law enforcement officers in several posts. The data includes personal and work email, addresses, and phone numbers of individual law enforcement officers. The release of this data has serious law enforcement safety concerns, and threats online are already beginning to be made against individual officers identified. Other threats are levied against private citizens found in the database. The tweet calls for violence against those named in the post. Others responded vowing to take action. Jason Jones is a retired captain from the Texas Department of Public Safety's Intelligence and Counterterrorism Division and a Breitbart Texas contributor. While on duty, he managed daily operations for the Texas Rangers Border Security Operations Center.